Minnesota is doing some very interesting things. They have done some creative things in their market, and they have, according to some of the national rankings by different you know services that are out there, Minnesota right now is one of the top states in terms of controlling costs and healthcare. So we in Massachusetts, we know that, you know, pretty much all other states across the country learned from us when we did our healthcare reform. So we like to look around at other states to see if they're doing anything interesting and anything that maybe that we can learn from as well.
So what are they doing in Minnesota that might be adoptable here in Massachusetts?
Well, it's always hard to try and find something that is easy to kind of cut and paste to bring from one state to another. But, you know, basically what you look for are general ideas or general practices that that other states are doing. And, you know, Minnesota is doing some creative things, or they're a little bit more mature or a little bit more mature in the process of their ACO models, accountable care organizations. And Massachusetts, we're starting to move into the accountable care organization models a little bit more. So it was good to hear from some of the challenges that they had and what they did to counter those. We also learned a little bit about what they're doing to control costs in terms of long-term supports and services, you know, other areas that are very, especially around, you know, what you would call in the healthcare world high utilizers of healthcare. Typically, you know, there's a general rule that 75% of healthcare costs are driven by 25% of the population. And some of the creative things that Minnesota is doing to try and get at those high utilizers to help reduce costs.
Explain what the accountable care model is.
Instead of a fee for service, you're basically healthcare providers will be paid based on there'll be a pool of money provided, and it'll be their responsibility to make sure that you know, you're meeting all your healthcare needs and your healthcare goals over a length of time. And the idea is that, you know, with that type of relationship and with that type of model that's in place, people will get more preventative care. People will make sure that they're going to their doctors more. If there's more support services that are needed around the edges of, you know, for somebody, that those services are provided, and it's all basically built around the, you know, providing healthcare as an entire individual rather on a, you know, a procedure by procedure basis.
Now, Massachusetts passed a law a few years ago and put a bureaucracy in place to address the issue of healthcare costs. How has that gone?
Well, I think it's been a very positive situation for us here in Massachusetts because, you know, with the Health Policy Commission and CHIA. CHIA is the data collection and analyzation wing of our healthcare here in Massachusetts, and the Health Policy Commission is basically the commission that you know, looks at different, you know, whether it be mergers or acquisitions, to make sure that everything that's happening in the healthcare world in Massachusetts is being done and is in the best interest of not only the state but patients and citizens. And you know, one of the main things that you know, the Health Policy Commission looks at is the growth rate of healthcare costs here in Massachusetts. And of course, we set benchmarks and you know, we try and have everybody that's involved in healthcare and the delivery of healthcare try and meet those or try and stay within those growth rates that are set. And the Health Policy Commission monitors that. And I think more than anything is it requires us as a state to have those conversations around the costs and the growth rates of healthcare costs. And I think more than anything, that has been a very positive thing because everybody that's involved in the delivery of healthcare is trying to stay within those thresholds. And that's a very positive thing, because, you know, even if we don't meet those thresholds year after year, we're still trying to, and that's a very positive thing.
So based on the trip to Minnesota, do you anticipate that we'll see some legislation pertaining to some further legislation pertaining to health care cost control introduced in the next legislative session?
I do. I believe, and the Senate President has made it a priority that, you know, healthcare cost containment 2.0, or the next step in healthcare cost containment, is something that that he would like to address in this upcoming legislative session. But what that's going to look like, we're not exactly sure yet. We are going to, like we spoke with, and we met with people from Minnesota, we'll be meeting with people from other states as well that are doing interesting things in the areas of cost containment. We'll be meeting with officials from Oregon later on, or as the new year comes, to talk about their measures that they've taken around controlling prescription drug costs. So there's a lot of different areas that we are looking at to try and help us in our cost containment, and we're looking at other states. It's not just going to be Minnesota. It's going to be other states that are doing some very positive things as well, and we're going to try and put all those things together and see what we can bring back to see if we can apply it here in Massachusetts. And it may not look exactly the same as, you know, whatever that state is doing, but the general concept and the general idea we can bring back and try and make it work here in our market here in Massachusetts.